This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. How would you like to pay under $1 a gallon to run your car? It is possible if you're willing to dive into a few dumpsters and take a ribbing from your friends. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports on the sweet and sour of biodiesel.
Most cars run on fuel made from oil that comes out of the ground, but it's also possible to make fuel from another kind of oil, the kind that comes from plants, the kind you cook with. Talma Pearson lives in Flagstaff, Arizona. Some days he leaves his job in a research laboratory and goes to one of the local restaurants. Out back in a special dumpster is used vegetable oil.
We essentially go dumpster diving and scoop the oil out of the dumpster and put it in containers.
What does the oil look like when you pull it out of the dumpster?
It looks fairly dark brown, you know, a couple of pieces of floating sweet and sour pork or French fries or what have you.
His friends made fun of him. Yes, this was environmentally friendly, but Talma was doing all this work and ending up with fuel that cost about the same as gas at the pump.
All of my friends give me a hard time. They don't rib me as much now that they've seen the fuel prices.
His cost for a gallon of homemade fuel, not including labor,
about 97 cents.
One catch, your car has to be able to run on diesel, and you have to fill your tank by hand. Talma uses 5-gallon cans. The fuel has a beautiful golden hue, but making it takes some work. In his garage, Pearson mixes alcohol, methanol, with lye that you can buy at the supermarket. Then he adds that to the vegetable oil. Be careful if you try this at home. That methanol is sold as race car fuel. It's pretty flammable. That doesn't worry Talma's wife, Kristen Pearson.
I think it's great. I don't do a lot of the work. I help Tal get it out of the dumpster. But other than that, I just say, yay, we've got a car that we don't have to pay as much for gas, and it's cleaner. And yeah, I'm really psyched about it, and I tell everyone I know about it.
Kind of a lot of work. You get, it's a little messy.
It sometimes is a little bit messy.
You're nodding.
I'm nodding because we have quite a lot of clothes that we can't wear anymore because the biodiesel stains it. And I'm always bugging Tal, don't wear your nice clothes when we do this.
But with practice, we get a little bit cleaner.
They go back and forth like this a lot.
The labor isn't that bad. I mean, it's like 2 minutes running out to the garage and flipping a switch.
Is that a fair estimate?
Yes and no.
Well, that's because I do other things in the garage at the same time.
Well, I'm just thinking of recently, Tal's been trying to fine-tune it a little bit, and so we've had a couple of batches that have not turned out. And instead of doing nice small little batches, he does the whole 30 gallons, and so we'll wind up with 30 gallons of stuff we can't use in the car. And it's essentially a toxic substance that you can't just put out with the trash.
It's not really a toxic substance that you can't. I mean, we dispose of it properly, but
we dispose of it in my flower beds. And then he wonders why no flowers are growing there.
The car usually runs fine. The exhaust smells nice, like oil in a hot skillet. Other people around the country also make their fuel this way. You can find instructions in books and on websites. It's clearly not for everyone, and there isn't enough for everyone. Ken Stroh is a scientist who works on future car technologies at Los Alamos National Laboratory.
It may solve their problem, but there's not enough vegetable oil from French fry fryers around the country to drive the U.S. transportation system. The amount of oil that we import and use every day just swamps those kinds of things.
Growing fuel is a nice idea on a small scale, he says, but meeting the country's needs would require 4 Iowas worth of crops. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.